Well, a few Nationals MPs are among those threatening to cross the floor. A short time ago, I spoke with the Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader, Michael McCormack. Deputy Prime Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
Is the government going to stop big energy companies like AGL, Origin and Energy Australia from selling power between their generation and retail businesses at inflated prices?
Well, the plan is to bring the big stick out, and if energy companies want to gouge the market, push power prices up, then certainly we've got a big stick approach to make sure that they don't do that.
What exactly does that big stick look like, though?
Well, heavy penalties, heavy fines. We don't want energy companies to take advantage of Australian consumers, whether those consumers are householders, whether those consumers are businesses. The whole emphasis of the National Energy Guarantee is to make power prices more affordable.
So you're going to set a default electricity price, are you?
Well, look, the whole process is being obviously continued to be drafted, but we don't want our consumers to be continue to be ripped off. We don't want consumers in any way, shape or form to have higher power prices. Now, that's what Labor stands for. They say let the market rip. They say the market will the market working effectively is higher power prices. We don't have the same view.
Just so consumers are clear, at what point do you bring out that big stick and hit those companies with those big fines?
Well, we don't want to see power price spikes, and that's what we've seen way too often in the past. But thankfully, the power prices are coming down. We've already seen a downward pressure on power prices. And certainly the intervention that the Prime Minister has done in the gas market, making sure that there is that big stick approach to gas exports to make sure that we have domestic supply when demand is high. And obviously, demand is always going to be high. We're increasing business. We're growing the economy. So we're making sure. We're making sure that affordability is the key factor of the NEG.
So now that the Prime Minister is talking tough against the power companies, is it time for some of those rogue MPs to pipe down and support the National Energy Guarantee?
Well, one thing that we do in the coalition is that we have a robust discussion. We had one in the joint party room on Tuesday. We don't expel parliamentarians from our side who have a different view. But what we are saying is that the whole emphasis is on affordability, and that's what each and every member of the coalition is focused on.
So is it time for that robust discussion to end, though? Is it time for that robust discussion to end? Is that your message to your colleagues?
Well, you know, unity is everything in politics, and certainly when we're working in a unified way to put downward pressure on prices, and we've got approaches to make sure that that happens. As I said, the Prime Minister has a laser-like focus to making sure that power prices are more affordable, as do I, as does each and every member of the Coalition Ministry and backbench.
Has your Assistant Minister Keith Pitt threatened to resign from the front bench so that he can oppose this NEG?
He's not told me that.
He's your assistant minister. You promoted him to the front bench. You haven't asked him about
and
those reports?
Doing, well, of course, Keith and I have had had discussions.
So what did he say to you about that threat?
Well, his focus too is on lower power prices. One of Keith's close associates, Trevor St Baker, has a plan to actually invest in a coal-fired power station. And of course, the NEG is technology agnostic. Of course, we want more investment in dispatchable power, but affordable power is the whole focus of the NEG.
You've had other Nationals colleagues, Barnaby Joyce, George Christensen, threatening to cross the floor. Are they threatening the stability of the government?
We're focused on making sure that there's affordable power prices. And look, as I
but
say...
specifically about your own members, have you tried to persuade them not to do that?
Well, of course, I've had discussions with each and every one of my members this week, but I have discussions with my National Party members all the time, whether we're sitting and whether we're not sitting. We have constant discussions. That's what a leader does. That's what National Party people do. But every one of the National Party members is focused on bringing down power prices for regional Australians because they're hardest hit, let me tell you, because there's so much activity going on in regional Australia. Irrigation farmers, they can't afford high power prices. Farmers in general can't. Small businesses right throughout the areas that we represent.
Are you convinced, though, that when it comes to a vote, people like Barnaby Joyce and George Christensen will be back in the tent? Have you done enough to get some of your own Nationals members back on side?
Well, I believe that is the case, certainly, and they know. they know that the best way to get delivery and continue delivery for regional Australia is through a Liberal Nationals government. They know that, power prices and bringing them down is a key factor of everything that we hear when we go to town hall meetings, when we go to activities throughout our electorates, and when we talk to businesses, when we talk to Mr. and Mrs. Average. That's what they're telling us. Bring power prices down. We've got a plan to do it. It's the only plan on the table, and we're focused on making sure that power prices continue to drop.
Another policy that's causing a little bit of trouble in government ranks is this policy for tax cuts for big business. Nationals MPs like Michelle Landry and Ken O'Dowd, they've been saying that it's time to dump the policy. Should the government do that if the package can't make it through the Senate?
Well, discussions are ongoing with crossbenches, and we'll see how that that fares.
I'm talking about members of your own party, though.
Yeah, sure. Look, I appreciate that, and look, they're under pressure. I appreciate that GetUp and the unions have a lot of activity in some of the more marginal seats. But you know, Michelle Landry is a fighter. Each and every one of our LNP members, they get in there and fight, and they moreover deliver for the people they represent. They want to get back into Parliament, just like we all do.
If it doesn't get through the Senate, though, should it be dumped as government policy?
Well, that's hypothetical. We're hoping that it does get through the Senate, and if the senators were half smart, they'd do it, because the fact is we want all our businesses, large and small, to be on that same scale, but we want them to be internationally competitive. We're in a global economy. We need to be internationally competitive.
Deputy Prime Minister, thank you very much for speaking
Thanks,
with
Kim.
AM this morning.
Anytime.